Okay, it is 7:04 PM and I will call the meeting of the Sugar Creek Township Trustees to order. I think, Tom, before we go to you, we're just going to go ahead and do a couple things here with some minutes and things, and then we'll kind of move you up and let you, I'm assuming you wanted to say a few things.
Yeah,
come
thank
okay.
you.
Yeah. So, okay, well, let's go ahead and look at the minutes for the last meeting. Thank you. So this is the one that has all of the attachments with it.
Those are there, so you can pass those out. The ones that are
your copy.
Yep, okay. And these have not changed since you sent the preliminary ones out last month. Okay, very good. Any questions about the minutes from the February 14th meeting?
No.
If not, I move that we approve the minutes from February 14th.
Yes,
Scott seconds the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. And the minutes are approved. And we'll let the fiscal officer then start with the financial or the financial reports.
Financial reports for the month.
Okay, thank you. It's good to see us getting in a better position with our general fund than what we've been in the past.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think the good news about that is that allows us to start thinking about allocating funds to other areas of capital improvements and all of that. Because I think, as we've said before, our goal is not to accumulate money. It's to use the taxpayers' money to better the roads, the bridges, the ditches, and all of those things. But yeah, it's good to see that getting to be a more healthy number. Okay. Anything we need to know about the financial reports, Colleen or Anita?
Okay. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Scott, any questions about these?
No.
The only thing I would say is I just saw an email that real estate taxes have come in now.
Okay.
But that would be in March. That's not going to be reflected on these ones here that you're seeing yet.
So we'll see those next month.
Yeah. That's
okay. Yeah. Very good. Okay. If there are no questions about the financial reports, I move that we approve the financial reports as presented.
I second.
Okay, Scott seconds the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. And the financial reports are approved.
Can I get those minutes back?
Yep. They need to be signed, too.
Sign those?
Yep.
Yeah.
Can I just sign them on the front, Anita?
There's a place.
Oh, it's on the back.
Yeah.
I see it.
And then just, I think it probably still says Scott as president.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Again, I'm assuming those are the same as what was emailed out. Okay. Okay, having reviewed the bank reconciliation statement, I move that we approve the bank reconciliation statement.
I second that.
Scott seconds the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. And the bank reconciliation statement is approved. Do these need to be signed?
Normally there's a line on the front, but UAN is no longer printing the line, so just sign it somewhere on the
got
front
it.
Page.
Do both of us need to sign this
yes,
one?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, should I just send it out? Mm-hmm.
These are payroll. Okay, these are the payroll vouchers. Yeah, we can sign those now. This one only has one. It's the front one.
Tom, can you sign it?
Oh, yep.
Okay, and I'm saying
I didn't do the third one either. There you are. Okay. That's our insurance.
The Tom will be attached to the minutes. Yeah.
Do we have a
excuse me.
Some of those purchase orders were original ones from the first batch. That just couldn't be done until the permanent appropriations were done.
Okay.
So that's some of those first ones there that you see that are not then and now.
Okay.
Then and now ones are ones for current month bills.
So the then and now ones and the regular ones are together here?
Yes, everything is together.
Okay, do I have to, can I do one motion or do I?
I think you can do one motion.
Okay, so it would be for all of the purchase orders. And do I need to name the numbers on these?
I think Scott usually just says a range.
Okay.
Like there's one that's kind of a different number and then the others are in a range.
Yep. Okay. Any questions about the purchase order, Scott? Okay. And these are by resolution. These are by resolution.
No, this is actually just a motion.
Okay. All right. I move that we approve purchase orders number 11-2024. And then 32 through 38-2024 as presented to the board this evening.
Aye, sir.
Okay. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. And we will sign these purchase orders at the end of the meeting. Did you need the cover sheet back too, Anita?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Do you need to keep that?
Can I have a paper clip?
Yep.
And one copy.
Yep.
Or two copies. Yes.
Copy one, two. There you go.
You send them down there, they tend to keep them.
Okay.
Yeah. Buford Candle one is just stone?
Yeah.
We got some stone in, okay.
You don't say like the numbers, you just have to go.
Right, and then that gets attached to the list.
Do you have the rest of your second?
This is just everything that goes on through.
Yeah.
All right. Scott, any questions about the payment listing or anything on the payment listing?
No.
I don't either. Hearing none, I move that we approve the bills listed on the payment listing to be paid this evening.
I second that.
Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. And the payment listing has been approved. And we'll sign those checks at the end of the meeting as well.
Not the fund balance?
Mm-hmm.
Just send one?
Just send one for each of them.
Okay.
And this is just for their information.
Okay, this is the fund balances as of 3/31.
Okay, so this is after payment of the bills?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Explaining these, or you want me to? All right, we have two resolutions as well that need to be passed tonight. The first one is, that's the first one, is it? No, this is the first one. Send just that. This is just a resolution to move funds from one account to another within the same fund. And apparently when I did the budget, I didn't account for that account, which it's used when that account, payment to other political subdivision, is used when we get the real estate taxes and they withhold certain things out of it to get paid for the expenses.
I see.
That's an account we use for that. And so that is strictly, we just saw that it hadn't.
Got it.
So that's just correcting it.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can, once he gives that back, you can just directly from that. And if you don't finish something here, I usually highlight it in red so I know I have to finish it.
Any questions about that, Scott? Okay. Hearing no questions, I move that, or I make a motion.
This is actually a resolution.
Yep.
Okay.
For resolution number 2024-03-13-01. Moving $35,000 from operating supplies to payment to another political subdivision.
I second that.
Scott seconds the motion.
And they'll call for roll call. So that's when you just. Okay, are you going to fill it out or you want us to fill it out?
You know what? Since it just needs two signatures, since it's here, we're just going to sign them.
Okay.
Yep.
Fine. Yeah, do a roll call.
Mm-hmm.
All you do is say their names and they will say.
I should do it?
Mm-hmm.
Tom Gregory?
Yes.
Scott Feltus?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, motion is approved.
And then I will just type a yes after that. And then.
I was just saying, I'll say
yes, and then.
Okay.
And then after the second one, I do motion carries. Thank you.
That one is signed.
That's fine. I don't always. Yeah, that's fine. Highlight that. And then the second resolution is a resolution to have the bank add Colleen and take me off.
Ah. Okay. Okay. Any questions? Okay. I move that we pass resolution 2024-03-13-02, removing Anita Fisher from the bank signature card and adding our new fiscal officer, Colleen Sprunger. Do I have a second?
I second that.
I'll
roll call again.
Okay. Tom Gregory?
Yes.
Scott Feltus?
Yes.
Thank you.
You just want our initials on here?
I
see a little...
I'm not even sure what it looks like.
Yeah, it's got our names and just a little spot there.
I usually just say, I just go like this and say yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's your role.
Yes.
Okay.
And yes.
And then that's just signed by the fiscal officer.
Yep. And that is all we have other than opening the bids.
Okay. We will hold opening the bids here till later in the agenda.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think I'm just going to go right into the road supervisor report. Kevin, you have emailed the road supervisor report. Has everyone have you had a chance to look at that? Okay. Anything else that you want to add to the road supervisor report? All right. I did not make a copy of that, Anita. Do we need to have a copy to enter that into?
Yeah, I have a copy.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I thought I did.
I thought we did too.
Are we done plowing snow?
Tell you next.
It's March. Yeah. I'm sure we have quite a bit of salt left. Yeah. Do we have enough room? I mean, yeah. Yeah. Hard to believe. Only 3 days of removing snow in February. That's incredible. Yeah. Okay. Any questions about the road supervisor report? I make a motion that we approve the road supervisor report. Do I have a second?
I second.
Okay. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. And we'll enter those into our meeting minute records. Kevin, did you have some other things that you wanted to review with the board tonight?
I got two quotes. We got to go for a practical feature. We'll do that
later. Okay. Yep. We'll get to that. Okay. And then finally, if we're staying on the agenda, the fire department reports were also, I think they were emailed to us.
We have copies here too, if you want to.
Okay, yeah, let's take a look at those. I did have an opportunity to speak with somebody from Downton Council this week and just ask them how things were going. Obviously, the Village of Downton is now in charge of managing the fire department. Sounds like things are going okay. They feel like they're a little bit short-staffed at this point and working on, you know, trying to add to the roles, but I don't know about you, I haven't heard anything, which usually no news is good news.
Yes.
When it comes to that. But yeah, it looks like they're off and running.
That's good.
Sure is. Okay. If there are no questions, I move that we accept and approve the fire reports from both the Downton Fire Department and the Kittredon Fire Department.
I second that.
Okay. All in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposition? Okay, those are accepted and approved. Okay, I think we'll go ahead. I don't think we have any other unfinished or tabled business that I know of. We have a couple guests this evening. Tom Ballinger, who is a candidate for Wayne County Sheriff's Department. Welcome.
Thank you.
And the floor is yours if you have a couple things you want to talk about.
Well, my speech is pretty quick. I just wanted to stop back by to thank you all for your support throughout this past year, and I look forward to working with you coming up here in the future. So thank you.
Great. Yep. Best of luck to you. Okay. Larry, Taylor. Did you notice what I
don't think I'm going to be that short, though.
Did you
I have a little bit more to say.
Saw what I did there. I had to pull his card out.
Right.
I know.
I already saw it. Just reporting on it.
Okay.
Yeah, Larry is our representative that we worked with from Traybell Energy. Their organization did a nice job for us this past year in getting us into an electric aggregation program. We don't get tons of feedback, but just even having a few people say, wow, you know, it looks like I'm getting a pretty good deal on our electric rates, and like, yeah, enjoy it now because we don't know what the future holds, but thanks for your work on that. But yeah, if you have anything to report in, we would love to hear it.
I am Larry from Traybell Energy. I just wanted to come out and let you guys know we appreciate the relationship. It looks like things are going pretty well here. I'll go ahead and... Mm-hmm. We have a sales graph analysis, a savings analysis of the electric aggregation program. And the program does include Ohio Edison, as well as AEP.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Thank you.
He's talking foreign language to me.
Man, scared them off.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So, if you look at the first graph that I gave you, that's the Ohio Edison graph. The new program started back in November, and I believe that we combined that with Dalton.
With Dalton.
So that worked out great. If you look right in the middle of the page, it has the contract pricing. That's the price, the fixed rate that the residents in the program pay, which is 0.06553. Just to the right of that is the PTC, which is the price to compare that they would be paying from the utility, which is 0.1011 in Ohio Edison. And as you can see, way out to the right, in just February, the difference, it's true, but it's kind of misleading. The consumption here,
mm-hmm.
It looks like we didn't get all of the consumption in January. And it looks like they caught it back up in February.
But even if you divide add those 2 months and divide it, it's double the other months.
Exactly. So if you just look at the bottom right there, $80,000 in the last 4 months. So that's $80,000 that residents didn't have to spend on electric generation with Ohio Edison. So yay, you guys.
Yeah.
So if you go to the second one, that's the residents in the AEP, same rate. Their price to compare is even higher at 11.32 with a total savings of $78,000. So that's, it's a big deal. You know, anytime you can save the residents a little bit, you're tickled. Anytime you can save them a bunch. These numbers right here probably represent about $550 a year in savings for residents, which is substantial. So
I may be putting you on the spot. I can't remember is this a 2 year?
Yes.
2 year contract?
It goes through May of 2025.
Okay. When do we start looking at the next one? And again, you guys have done a good job of keeping us informed, I think, in the past, but...
Yeah, it will be probably the first of the year.
Okay.
That doesn't mean I won't be back out this year to do another sales graph presentation, but and you're always welcome to call me. But here's some good news. The market was horrible last couple years, and at one point it was really, really bad. And because of that, programs that had expired, we were not renewing because you couldn't get, we knew the price to compare was going to go up 10, 11, 12, 13. We didn't know exactly where. We knew that the rates that we were able to get at that time weren't beneficial. So we didn't go out to the communities and say, all right, we ran this and you guys need to sign up and pay 9 cents a kilowatt.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a majority of the programs just ended back here and we're waiting for the market. Well, because of that, what we've done is we've positioned ourselves where we have 171 programs in Ohio. And when we lump together, when we aggregate communities together and put them out to bid, there's obviously a benefit in doing that. Well, the good news is that because that happened, and because of what we've been able to do, our goal for May of 2025 is to take not just Sugar Creek and Dalton and this community and that community, little bits here and there, and send them out, but we should be able to take a lot of residents from a lot of townships and cities and villages, let's say an AEP, and send them all out to bid. So instead of sending out, let's say 1,400 residents to a supplier and saying, hey, what kind of rate can we get on this? We might be sending out 14,000 because there's power in numbers.
Mm-hmm. No pun intended.
Yeah. So we're excited about that. I was going to mention that, but then you brought up the, when will we start looking at this again? But that would be the first of the year.
Okay.
And that's the goal that we're gonna work towards.
The other thing that I thought was interesting, and you may not remember this, but I had a resident who really dived into this. And so when, something Harbor?
Energy Harbor.
Energy Harbor. He was out there and he said, I don't see Energy Harbor as an option for a resident to just go direct with. So I called you, and what you told me was that Energy Harbor was actually just quoting aggregate programs as opposed to going out and doing just, I think that's what you said.
Was instead. Archer?
Archer, yes,
Archer.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I was remembering.
Yeah. So that's a benefit I see with us dealing with you, is that you have access to some suppliers that an individual resident might not even have access to.
Yes.
So, yeah. Yeah, one more.
Tom, you need to go on the road with me.
We like when our vendors do a great job for us, and so we
Well, I just showed you guys the stuff and made some recommendations. You guys made the decision, so.
Yeah.
Ultimately, as elected officials, you want to do what you can for the residents, and this was a good one, so. Kudos to you guys.
Well, and I hope they're not listening, but you're a big improvement over our last relationship that we had. I don't know if you remember that, but we just...
Oh, me?
Yeah. Oh, no, not you, your organization.
Oh. Wow.
No. I'm just joking. That we had a very hard time getting a hold of them, and it was we kind of just didn't know where we stood, so... Appreciate this type of information and keeping us informed and in the loop. And
I enjoy it. I love coming out and sharing good news.
Yeah.
Make stuff fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And is it Colleen? All right. Well, if you don't have any other questions, I'm pretty much done. I just want to make sure you've got a card. And you guys might have one.
I have one.
Okay.
I've got one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And... light up.
No way.
I want a pen.
Oh my.
She gets a pen.
I put my time in.
That's,
I get a
that's
pen.
A, that's, a part, that's a parting gift.
That's the least I could do for
her. A parting gift for her. Yeah. This is Anita's last meeting.
It is?
Yes.
Oh man, if I'd have known that, I would have brought a flower.
Right?
You want an extra pen for the home? Or?
No, I'm good. This is
that's for the
Scott
guy
yeah.
missing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. I'm sure I'll be out before the end of the year, and then I'll be back out probably the first part of the year. And
okay.
I'll stay in communication.
Yeah.
I like to shoot out emails and stay in touch, and we'll go from there.
Yep. We're meeting, as you can see, we're meeting on Wednesdays now instead of Tuesdays, but it's always the second Wednesday of the month, and we post the meetings on the website. But, just shoot me an email, and I'll... Keep you posted. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Larry. Thanks for what you're doing, and thanks for coming this evening.
My pleasure.
Yep. Okay. I think we will go ahead and move to opening the oil and stone bids. So it looks like we have three bids here that were presented. In looking at the names on the envelopes, I recognize all three names. These are these are companies that have, we have worked with in the past and have provided either oil, stone, or both for us. So do you want me to open them one at a time? Do you want to open one? Or?
Have at her.
Okay. All right. I'm going to, the first bid that I'm opening here is from Melway Paving. Any information other than what's on that front page. It's all their insurance. Okay, I'll just do a brief rundown here. So the Melway bid looks like they're at $3.60 per gallon on MC30, MC70, MAC5, MAC3000. They're at $3.10 per gallon on CRS2. They are at $4.50 per gallon on CMS2. $1.12 an hour on the tandem dump truck rental. $92 per hour on the pneumatic tire rental, and $145 per hour on the spreader box. So they are bidding oil only. Okay. Okay, the next one is Little John's. I see, one's limestone, one's gravel. Okay, I'm not going to read every one of these numbers because it's quite a lengthy list. But they have put in a bid for both limestone, sand, grits, and gravel. And they do not bid oil, correct? Little John's doesn't. Okay. I'm going to take a look at that. Those prices look familiar, but do you think those are up, down?
Oh, I couldn't remember from last year.
Yeah. 57s are $26.45.
It's up a little bit.
Up a little bit, okay.
Is that Little John's?
That's Little John's.
I think he was 25, so.
Okay. Number ones and twos, he's at $25.75, but 57s, $26.45. Okay, and then the third bid that we're going to open is from Buford Candle. Okay, and once again, it's a pretty lengthy list, so I'm not going to read that item by item. There's his bids, if you want to take a look at that. So, in the past, the way that we have handled these bids is, I believe, and especially since these are three suppliers that we've dealt with in the past, is I'm going to make a motion that we accept all three of the bids and that we leave it up to the discretion of our road supervisor on which items he wants to contract with on each of these providers. Mm-hmm. I'm just letting Colleen catch up with whatever I just rambled on there, that motion.
When purchasing.
Do you need any clarification on the motion?
I think we're good.
Okay, all right.
Nobody seconded, right?
Nope, that's my motion on the floor. Do I have a second?
You do, I second it.
Okay, Scott seconds the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, opposed the same. And the motion carries, we accept all three bids, and that will be up to Kevin's discretion to decide how to use, when and how to use these. Okay. So Nita, you'll have to tell me, are these bids something that we enter into our records?
I don't know if we've given them back to you.
I was gonna see if I could take them, they make copies.
I think we've given them to you, I don't...
I can put them in the file.
Yeah, I think we just have a file that we use, because I...
Very good.
I can't put my eyes on a file in my drawer that has consistently had them.
Yeah, so you'll take care of these then? Okay. That's my agenda. That one goes in here. I'm gonna hand those over to you. All right. Kevin, you said you had a couple items to run by us.
I got quotes of crack seal, or yeah, crack sealing, Lake Harmony, and tree trimming.
Okay.
Maybe.
This aren't your original. You have.
This is original. That's original. He just shot me a photograph.
We'll give it back.
Well, no, I can copy. I can make copies.
Okay.
Yeah, you can have it.
Okay.
I know.
There's a lot of dead trees out there.
There is.
We're gonna hit Bear Road pretty hard. Pretty funny. We'll get hit pretty hard.
Yeah.
A little bit of curvature.
Well, maybe you won't have to come out then every time the wind blows.
Well, I'm hoping after we're done, we'll...
That's what's going on out there.
And I got permission from all the people.
Okay.
They're okay with the cut. So.
Yeah. Kohler's up, all up our road.
Basically, we're going to start there at the woods. There at past pine trees.
Yep.
Do a little light. There's two big oaks leaning over the road that are coming down.
Yep.
Maybe the third one I might sneak in.
Okay.
And then on down, it's going to be heavy trimming down through there because there's a lot of dead stuff. Then up by Kohler's, we're going to trim a bunch of heavy stuff.
Yep.
Curzon's got some trees coming down. Prairie Bonnie, we're going to take four trees down along the wood line, and then all them ugly maples are coming down. People agreed to take them down. So.
Great. Is there a real big one at the curve there on Prairie Bonnie?
Yeah, there's a couple. Basically, what we're doing is we're taking the ones that are dying or dead.
Okay.
I talked to Mrs. River.
Yeah.
She's okay with that.
Okay, good.
We can add and subtract to this. So
what?
We come up with more trees, we can always add to that.
We can always add trees.
Yeah, there's always plenty
of
those.
I got a couple. There's a spot on the curve that may not do as hard, but I got a couple up on Arnold that need to come down. So
okay. And tell me about Lake Harmony.
Yeah, we need to crack seal the cracks. At some point, they need sealed up.
Okay. What? So they're probably on our what? Are they on like a 3-year rotation on our chip and seal or?
We've been doing 6-year on them.
6-year, okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to push it since it's not a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
Heavy traffic.
Not heavy traffic.
We slagged it last time, so.
Okay.
I think we'll crack seal this year, and I have to look to see when they're due again. But as long as it looks good.
Very good. Yep. You feel good about the quote you've got here?
Yeah.
Competitive. Okay. All right. On these amounts, someone's going to have to help me here because Scott's not here. Are these that we have to approve, or are you allowed to proceed with these at your discretion, or?
If you're okay, approve. I mean,
yeah.
The pro code, that's pretty much set in stone. That's what he, usually what he says goes.
Yeah.
Crack seal. And they said they figured pretty heavy. What I do on that is keep an eye on the clock, and if it starts getting to the point where they're going over, they need to tell me.
Yeah.
And I can say, hey, it's going to take another couple plows to do it.
Okay.
Whatever. But he, Mark said he figured pretty heavy on the tree trimming, so.
Well, I'm okay with us making it official and going ahead and approving us moving forward with these, just that way you've got board approval, official board approval.
Yeah,
so
I'll tell them to go ahead and get us on schedule.
Yeah, yep. Okay, so I move that we approve the, do I want to say bids? I mean, are there quotes? I'm going to approve that we approve the quotes from Pro Coat, if you want to. Yep, Pro Coat for Crack Seal in Lake Harmony, and Kidron Tree Service for trimming on Bear, Prevani Drive, and Curzon Road. And these are, and the amounts of, the Pro Coat is $11,600, Kidron Tree Service is $21,600. Do I have a second?
Yeah, I second that.
Okay, Scott seconds the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed the same, and those are approved. Do you want these back? Okay. Anita, with minutes or just? Since we
probably not.
Okay. Okay. Do you want to just maybe keep these at the township?
Yeah.
That way, yeah.
Yeah. Just put them in
Might
the
as well
file.
Put them in the file cabinet there.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Another thing is, we're working on the Moser Road project, closing ditches in, and a couple of people would like to pull the bank back, which is a good thing.
Okay.
They've been on it for years, so they're willing to do it. So it's too big a job. I'm going to have to get Shetler or something. So I'm going to get a quote on that. And I told them it might not happen this year. It could be next year, just money-wise. So
yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to get a quote. See.
Tell me again where this is.
Moser, when you go up past my house, you go up the hill and you make the sharp curve.
Yep.
Okay, that bank, as you're going up the hill and around, you can't see, it's a blind corner.
Yes.
And I got down willing to pull it back, so hopefully it won't be a blind corner.
Because there's a lot of big...
Yeah,
big so trucks
right,
that come
right
around
now we're
there.
Filling the ditch in a pipe and widening it, but
okay,
we're making burn, not wet. And then,
good.
Yeah, they're being very workable. So
okay,
I figure I better.
Better, yeah. Do it when everyone's on the same page.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I had one other item. I was just gonna. Anything else, Kevin? Okay.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
The what?
Trash thing.
Oh. Yeah. Do we? I don't know. I haven't heard anything more about that. So,
yeah.
At this point, let's wait and see if anything.
The sleeping dogs lie.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Colleen, I'm not sure how much you need to take on notes on this. So just kind of, you can listen to me and you can summarize what you want. But about 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago, I received an email from the planning division in Wayne County asking, and I brought this up at a previous meeting, asking if Sugar Creek Township would like to send a representative to be on a committee that's going to meet 3 or 4 times a year just to talk about land use and things that we can do to help preserve farmland, preserve green space, those types of things. So there actually was a work luncheon that I attended on the 29th, and it was put on by the American Farmland Trust, is the name of the organization. But it was very interesting. I learned a lot. They said that in Wayne County, 81% of Wayne County farmland is actually nationally significant. So what they do is they look at farmland all across the United States based on soil type and yields and all of that stuff. And 81% of our farmland in Wayne County is considered nationally significant, which is a big deal. They said that 75% of the land in Wayne County is in agriculture right now. and that we have 3,700 farms on, what did I write, 2,000 plus, we have approximately 3,700 farms in the county. That's a lot. That's a lot of farms. So some of the things that they talked about that maybe as townships that we should be thinking about is, they talked about ag security zones, which I'm still trying to wrap my mind about exactly what that is, but there are ways that we can help to promote ag security zones within the township. Obviously, the farmers themselves have to be the ones that agree to, okay, my farm is going to be designated as agricultural use. And there are things that can be put in place to prevent that being sold off and developed. Again, it's all at the discretion of the farmer and his family, what they want to do. They talked a lot about this solar free zone, which is, there are very large companies, solar companies, that are coming in and looking for areas like Wayne County where there's wide open spaces where they can put these up to, or these 50 megawatt solar farms on them. And what's interesting is the companies that are doing this are almost 100% funded by the government. So now this can change from administration to administration in Washington, D.C., but the way it's going right now is if they find the land, they almost have no investment in this, that the government is giving them all of this grant and seed money to build these solar farms for solar power. And so Ron Amstutz, one of the county commissioners, was there, and Wayne County has actually taken action to prevent the 50 megawatt solar farms being put. So they're not allowed in Wayne County at this point. But there are 20 megawatt and 30 megawatt, and it doesn't cover those. So I'm going to be attending more of these meetings and learning, are there things that we should be looking at doing here in Sugar Creek Township to, again, further preserve the valuable farmland that we have in this area. And again, I'm not so sure that it's not up to the township to pass these laws, but to work with the landowners to try to preserve farmland as much as possible.
Can you name the committee again? What's the thing called?
Let me see if I can give you a title of what that, what they're calling this. So it was the Wayne County Planning Department that invited us, and that's just a copy of the notes. Still looking for a title. I would, because I don't seem to have it, I would just say that I am part of a committee that has been organized by the planning department, the Wayne County Planning.
Wayne County, okay.
Yeah.
I do have a question, though.
Yep.
If we, as a township, do something to protect our farmland,
mm-hmm.
would that stand, or could, like, the county or the state come in and say, we don't care what you say, we're going to do it anyway?
I think it probably depends what it is. On these solar farm things, I think we're good there as far as restricting what can come in. And the reason I say that is because I don't think that the commissioners would ever could have taken action if they didn't think it would stick, is my guess. When it comes to just the protecting the ag areas, like these ag security areas, one of the things that they said is, let's say a family or farm ownership decides to go into one of those, they can actually back out of it. So once they go in there, it's not permanent. They're still allowed to come change their mind. and come back out of it. So I don't know, you know, you get the next generation in there and...
My question being is there anything we could put in place if we did not want anything like that to happen in Sugar Creek Township where we could just say, no, we're not putting up solar panels in Sugar Creek Township?
Yeah.
The state come in and say, well, we don't care what you say.
So that's what I hope to learn more about, is what is it that we can do? Because they said, you know, this lady that was from the American Farmland Trust, I take it that she's more of a consultant for the Wayne County Planning Department that's coming in and helping the townships understand what we can and can't do. It was just an hour and a half lunch meeting, and it didn't go into great detail. But I did turn in a form saying that, yes, we want to learn more about how to use these tools. So I'll be reporting back to the board as I learn more about it. All right. I think that if there's no other business, I think we can move on to signing the purchase orders and the checks. Here we go. About half. Okay. Anita, do we need to go to the bank and sign the card?
Yes. After we take this to the bank,
yeah,
they will prepare it.
Okay.
And then at that point, they'll probably send us an email and say that it's ready. And I think what we did when Scott came on is everybody just went at their own convenience and signed it. And and as long as it's done by the end of the month. Well, when is Scott coming back?
He'll be back for the April meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure when he'll be here
to
be able to sign it, but I would say as soon as he gets here, he can.
Yeah.
Next day, he should get in there and do it.
Yeah. I'll have Colleen take it to the bank.
Okay.
Yeah. Or a copy of it. Keep Dalton. Dalton, I think. I'll send her
the
email.
Which one's that?
My page.
More round. Purchasers.
I did.
The purchase orders, they were thicker paper, so when I split it in half, I...
All right.
It wasn't exactly even.
All right. Then I run out of ink when I got to Kevin's.
Well, you got Larry's pen, so... With the light. With the light. All right, so the checks. Okay. All right, and before we wrap up tonight, I would just like to take a minute to thank Anita for her service to Sugar Creek Township and to the board. It's been a pleasure working with you. And
you as well.
I know that you... You actually came on board during some interesting times and got us through those rough waters. And so again, just on behalf of everybody in Sugar Creek Township and the board, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for your service. And we hate to see you go, but we're excited for Colleen to start her new endeavor with the township and look forward to working with you.
It's definitely been a learning experience because, I mean, before this, I had no idea who kept the lights on in town. So it's an interesting view of how the township government works. So.
Yeah, it is.
But, I'll miss you guys, but not enough to stay.
That was nice to say that.
Well, yeah, very, very good. Okay, anything else for the board this evening? Okay, if not, make a motion that we adjourn. Do I have a second?
Oh, I second that.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 What time?
And the meeting is adjourned at 8:03 p.m.
Okay. Thank you.